Look, dude, let's just get right into it.
You want to get in the heart of
Look,
the matter?
Man, I've gone through PR disasters before. None like this. None like this. Absolute PR disaster.
This is a nightmare, dude.
Oh my God.
We've had like a 72-hour war.
And the news broke at the worst possible time.
I know.
All right. So for those of you who are unfamiliar.
Yes.
I promised Billy that I would go paintballing at Matt's bachelor party.
Yes.
And I made it very clear that I did not trust anybody there with a paintball gun and myself. Now, will I say that factored into my decision? Yes. Slightly. I had no idea what paintballing was. When I got there,
yeah,
I realized that would have never been the case. However, dude, this is tough,
take
dude.
Take your time, dude.
I just let so many people down, dude. I had no idea how important it was to everybody.
I had no idea how important it was to me.
Yeah, I called Matt. I got on Reddit the next morning and called Matt, and I was like, dude, I'm so sorry. Like, did I let you down? He was like, no, what are you talking about? Then I called Spot. I was like, dude, am I fucking gay? So, yes, guys, your Reddit comments do affect me. They hurt my fucking feelings.
No. That was funny. I was driving home. Well, first of all, the whole weekend has to be recounted to give it proper context.
I do believe
this was somewhat of a framing device.
I do have a decent alibi.
Yeah,
my Friday was a very strong alibi.
Well, first of all, start with the penis you saw. You didn't ask to see a humongous penis.
What, dude, I had.
You should have done this. Dude, you should put a tinfoil blanket around yourself.
I had nothing but trauma this weekend.
You did. First night, starting from the very beginning.
We get there. So I go, me, Spud.
Yep.
Six.
Mm-hmm.
I think Tom.
I think Tom stayed.
Or Kev.
Kev can't. Yeah, Kev. Kev for sure went.
We went to the bar. I think Butterly, maybe. Butterly. I don't know. Rainy. That's right.
Yeah, yeah.
Go to the bar. We're hanging out. We're hitting the Irish car bombs. We're having fun. Dude.
It was only, you only had 35 minutes before it closed.
Yeah, we had to get in and.
I was a little slow on the grill. We were making burgers. I was taking my good old.
So, I walk in. Spud's peeing in the stall. I walk into the bathroom. I walk in after Spud is already, his stream is already in motion.
Well, he was going to go to the urinal, but he chose
was going to go
stall
to the urinal
for good reason.
The reason was, which I immediately discovered upon entry, was there was a guy at the stall. There was two urinals. This guy's dong. I don't know how to.
Can you hold? I mean,
bigger than this.
Seriously, soft.
No joke.
Soft dong. You serious?
Bigger than that water bottle.
Jeez,
with a tip that was a Zin.
And how many ounces? What?
It was a Zin. What? Zin sized.
What? How many ounces is that water bottle for the people at home?
This is a 16.9 fluid ounce
it's
bottle.
16 ounces of dong.
Yeah.
With a Zin top.
With a Zin tip, dude.
What?
I walked
soft.
In.
Soft.
I walked in, caught it. I was walking in straight, caught it over here. I could
it
see it.
Your periphery.
I could see it from there. Caught a glimpse.
That's evolution, by the way. That's not your fault.
Nothing I could do. Caught a glimpse. It jarred me. I responded like a black guy seeing a magic trick. I immediately ran into the stall with Spud while he was peeing and hugged him.
Yeah.
And just went, oh my fucking God. he was shaking already, dude. This penis already had the Spud man like, oh, dude, I know.
Spud was shook.
Yeah. And then I went to the urinal and started.
Takes pissing. A lot to shake the Spud man, too.
Bro. I went and started trying to piss next to this behemoth.
So you,
I teenist it.
You
ever see those drawings?
David and Goliath.
You ever see those drawings of like a dragon and like a knight, like a tiny? That was my teenist, dude. Against this thing.
So you faced it.
I did. The guy finished, and then Spud was
did
still
he even
in
shake?
There.
I'm just curious. Guys, with dicks that big? Do they even shake or what do they do?
It was a blur at that point.
Yeah, exactly.
It was a blur, dude. I was
just smacks the side of the urinal with it, like
yeah, just boom, dude. So he leaves and
he's Spud, washing his dick in the sink.
Spud didn't know another guy walked in.
Yeah.
Because he was still in the stall.
Yeah.
So this other guy walks in and I'm in there and I was like, dude. Like, Spud was like, yo, you see that guy's dick? There's another guy. And then I left and apparently Spud kept talking to that dude.
Oh,
it was me.
My God.
So we get back to the table and Spud runs out. He Paul Revere's this dick.
Dude. Yeah.
He ran out telling everybody. And
he's also good for talking very loudly about a thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yeah. And we had just drank a couple shots. Like, we were feeling it. We all sit down. Me and Spud loudly talking about how we just saw the biggest dick of all time. Little did we know the guy was just sitting like from us to the camera. He was that close.
We were.
He turned around and looked at us. He was furious.
Was he mad?
Yeah, he was fuming.
Dude, I was working with Spud one time. We were in a house and we're just, you know, we're just stripping. This is a long time ago. We're using like a, not even an acid, a base to strip old paint. And it's like this shit, like if it gets into your foot, we'll just start like melting your skin. We're just melting. We're doing all this stuff, scraping it down is like into like a weird sludge. And we're in someone's house and he's just like going on. I forget exactly what he was talking about, but it was like off the wall. Like, you know, it was just some like crazy porn stuff of like, he's just like, and then and he's going on
porn stuff.
Full speed, dude, about like, it might, I mean, again, I'm not slurring him, but it like, it would be like if I was in your parents' house talking about like, M to F, no, F to M, like trans, and just being like, wow, as loud as I possibly could. Like, dude. And I stop and I'm like, dude, I think they can hear you. And he's like, so what? Look what we're working with.
We're not allowed to talk about this?
Who the fuck do you think works with this stuff? They know the deal. And I'm like, all right, I guess.
Yeah, true.
He's like, we're using a corrosive base on old paint, dude. Who do they think does
this?
Dude,
he is the funniest dude.
Easily.
Ever.
Easily.
Me and him rarely get to chill.
Oh, dude.
Like, I'll talk to him on the phone. You don't get to see his face on the phone.
True.
When you see his face and he's got a stare that he's not looking at you. Like the second day, I was like, are we good? Like, are you mad at me? He's like, yeah, we're fine.
Dude, I worked with him every day for like, I'm thinking, I'm bad with time frames. I think it was like 2 years. Funnest thing in the world.
Yeah.
So fun to get picked up by the Spud Man daily and just go out and just crush painting jobs. Dude, it's so fucking fun.
He's
the funniest.
So we go to the bar. We talk dong for a while.
So the dude's been discovered. You guys blew his cover. Yes.
He was upset.
He was pissed.
Yeah, because he heard me saying it's bad.
Oh, you said it was deformed.
I think it was a problem. I think it was a medical issue. There's no explanation other than that.
So he heard you saying his huge dick was deformed at while he was trying to enjoy himself Shenanigans Pub.
At Shenanigans. He was just at Shenanigans getting his last drink of the night in.
About to take him and his big dick home.
Then we all went back to the place. The non-drinkers were chilling. They were like, all right, it's bedtime. We got a big day tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then me and the boys decided to go to a gentleman's club.
Yep.
To the Pleasure Dome.
Open till 4.
Open till 4 a.m. Pleasure Dome.
Yeah, someone hit me with the opportunity to go.
BYOB.
Like 1:45. I was like,
I suggested against you going.
I had a hard day of battle.
Once they find out you're a bachelor at a strip club.
Yeah.
In fact, they did do it to one guy, and they used Beezer's belt to like whip a guy on stage.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I would have came. It would have been embarrassing. It would have been cheating at that point.
Oh my God. There's nothing I would fear more than getting brought onto a stripper stage to get like whipped in front of your friends.
Oh my God. Yeah, I mean... Yeah, I don't know.
That bothers me. It's always bothered me.
Does it?
Yeah, I would have never, ever.
Anytime I've seen
other people do it, I've been like, dude, I feel bad.
So I was at, I forget whose bachelor party this was, but we slipped them like a couple extra bucks to be like, beat the fuck out of them. I don't know if you ever gave like a known intravenous drug user an extra 50.
Yeah.
I mean, these girls, a lot of them like to spend money on drugs. You hit them with an extra 50 and you're like, yo, there's another 50 after that if you fucking beat the shit out of them. Dude, it was like fucked up what they did. What
did they do?
They just beat the fuck out of the dude. Like, dude, hit him in the nuts and shit. It was fucked up. It was fucked up.
It's so we get there. This was my favorite part. So it was me, Butterly, Rainey, Beezer, Spud.
Yeah.
I think. Oh, and I think Kev. Yeah. Maybe I'm wrong on that.
I think you're wrong on that.
Maybe I'm wrong. You want to name there was somebody. Names. Yeah, I don't know why I'm naming everybody that went to the Pleasure Dome. So we were in the Pleasure Dome.
It was just you.
It was. Go ahead. It was just myself. And, dude, I balled out. I was very excited. I got $200 in ones. Yeah. They give you those two stacks.
Fuck,
so I was just instantly like, woo, like
you
throwing
money
around.
Going.
Then the strippers, I mean, they swarmed. They saw it.
Man.
Swarmed.
Yeah, dude.
They're sitting there. Me and Spud are sitting next to each other. There's a stripper's butthole right here.
Nice.
I fucking pied Spud, dude.
You pied him?
Back of the head into the butthole.
You moon pied him.
I pied him into the thing.
Damn.
And he was like, I'm not going to complain.
Yeah, dude.
It was the grossest butt ever, dude. I would have been so mad.
You didn't care?
Yeah. It was a disgusting stripper ass.
How would you
break with
it
a
down?
Butt plug.
What? Wait, whoa.
They all have plugs in.
They had butt plugs in?
Yeah.
What?
Like enough that I had to like point it out to Rainey. I was like, dude, you see that? They all have plugs in. He's like, oh wow.
Do you think that's the key?
He's like, I've never seen that. Wow.
That's hilarious. That's his reaction. Yeah. Like, wow.
He was sober, too. He was sober.
Interesting.
It was BYOB. So all we had like one.
Was
more
that like a sanitary thing, just in case they sharded?
I have no idea what it was.
Coke's cut with laxative a lot of times. So bro, that might just be a prevention. It might be a COVID prevention.
How dare you assume that these sex workers are doing narcotics?
A lot do. I'm doing.
I mean, they are getting pied. They're getting moon pied by.
Did he go up against the plug?
He must have hit his face on plug.
On the plug?
Yeah, I actually think he hit tailbone. I think he went like forehead to tailbone on this thing.
Perfect.
But yeah, bullseye. It was, what a great night. I would leave because then you had to stop drinking.
Yeah.
So we all had to chug our White Claws as fast as possible.
Out in the parking lot.
And then I would go out to the parking lot to chug a White Claw as fast as I could.
Beezer's out
and
there
come
too.
Back. Yeah, Beezer made friends. Beezer made, yeah.
He was outside slugging Hennessy.
He was parking lot pimping, dude. He was out there just, yeah.
Just holding it down.
Yeah, he was slugging Hennessy. Good Lord.
Beezer's outside slugging Hennessy with like 2 30-year-old black dudes.
Yeah.
They're like, yo, take this. And it's like, I don't think they understood who they gave the alcohol to. Beezer probably just absolutely dented their Henny, dude.
They was this fucking gay shit. Dude. Just chugged.
They probably thought they were going to punk the bees, but yo, here, drink this.
Yeah.
Bees grabbed the H-Rock,
yo,
dude.
Bees?
They passed Bees the H-Rock, dude. He probably just drained it.
Bees put in work on Friday,
dude. Yeah, dude. And
dude. Something happens where if Bees takes Molly, his face turns like, it's like totally pale. It's the craziest thing. you won't see him for like 20, you know, like an hour. Then all of a sudden, Beezer will walk back in with like headphones in and be like, yo. And his face is just, he looks gray. He's like, yo, what's up? It's like, oh my God, dude.
Oh, fuck, I mean, dude. He really might be. He might be the, like the patron saint of broskies.
He's dying. He's dying soon, dude. Soon, bro. So
dude, he was so fucking funny all weekend.
Oh my God, dude.
Well, it's so funny how he gets so pleasant on Molly too. I mean, he's not like a dickhead by any means. But when he gets drunk, he gets kind of fired up.
Yeah.
But Molly, he's like, hey, what's up,
he's
man?
Very chill.
Yo, what's up, dude?
Yeah.
It's not like a dick.
No, but he's still fast. Dude. So, all right, I'm not going to name names.
True.
But I'll be honest.
Yeah.
When we got back on Friday night, somebody was like, yo, I have DMT.
Yes.
Now, at this point, I am very drunk. Yes. I should have never done this.
First of all, it's what, 4:30?
Yeah,
4
it's about 4 a.m.
Yeah.
And that was when we decided to rip as much DMT as possible, as if it was weed.
Yeah.
Just kept passing.
It's like a three-man rotation.
Dude, it was... I think because of all the alcohol and stuff, I didn't blast off as hard, but it was like, I felt bad. I felt like I was doing, you know, I was doing hard drugs, but I was like, this is what like doing.
Well, you were doing DMT like hard. You guys smoked it like crack.
Yeah.
someone was telling me that you like it would you guys would all rip it once and then party for like 4 minutes. Yeah,
dude, for real, for like 5 minutes, we're like
and then go
and
back.
It would wear off and be like, all right, we should chill.
So you guys
like, all right, let's do one more. And be like, all right, fine. And one guy, I'm not gonna name names.
Obviously
he was like, yeah, give me that. He just ripped it, dude.
The theories were confirmed.
The theories were he's like, I've never done that stuff.
We
dude.
Have one friend we suspected of being a DMT addict, dude.
I've never seen anything like it.
He's a gremlin.
He gremlined out.
It is what it is.
And spazzed, dude. He was spazzing on DMT. He was like, get the fuck out of the way. Yeah, so.
What the fuck?
Now, I don't want to make an excuse.
Sure.
But that led
it's
me
pretty
to.
Pretty solid, dude.
I woke up.
Hold on. Dong. Strip club. Butt
dong,
plugs.
Strip club.
Lots of alcohol.
DMT. Until about 5.
5 in the morning.
5, maybe 6.
About 9. Everyone else is milling around about 9 o'clock in the morning.
9 a.m. I started hearing people. I didn't wake up until somebody knocked on my door at like 11:30. And they were like, we got to go.
Yeah.
And I was just like,
yeah,
zero chance. I tried, dude. I sat there for a minute and I was like, all right, I can do this. And then I was like, I have to shit. Yeah. I was like, this is going to be a half hour. You guys go ahead. And, I got there like maybe an hour late. I had no idea how long that would take.
You were also an hour late too. Like if we didn't start at that time, it would have started to kind of get fucked up.
Yeah.
Because it closed at 5. So we had like a two and a half hours seemed like, I mean, it was war, dude.
Yeah, I saw it.
It was war.
That was crazy. I've never seen paintballing.
Dude,
that was nuts.
Fucking nuts. Yeah. First of all, so you were recovering, dude. You had dysentery. You caught dysentery at the camp.
I did at the camp. Yeah, that happens.
Happens, dude. So
horrendous case of DMT induced dysentery.
So we go out. We got there like late because it closed at 5, and I think we got there like, I don't know, I forget, 2 or so. But it took us. We got there. We left early. We started rallying everyone around that time, 11:30.
I will say this also. Totally sober, awake at the time. I still would have not wanted to do that.
Yeah, it was intense.
When I got there and saw it, the first game, I was like, fuck, I fucked up. This looks awesome.
Yeah.
By the third game, I was like, thank Christ. Dude, I'm not doing this shit.
I'm going to find a picture of my back, dude. I'm going to try to...
Oh, my God.
I'll hold it for the boys so they can see. It's jacked
up. Yeah, and then you guys all came back, like, dude, showing welts and shit.
It's like contusions. Like,
what the fuck is this?
Dude, that's the back, dude. Let me brighten up that screen a little bit there. That's the back, dude. Freeze frame that. You see that?
Yeah.
Dude.
I saw it happen.
That was the last battle.
When you switched teams.
Yeah. We show up there. The teams were, I don't know what they're, the guys there, by the way, were chill as fuck. They were so cool. But they made these teams. I think it was just the fact that like these people came and they were already together. So, you know, we just came. So we show up and it's like, you know, 12 of us. It's like, you know, a good amount of the men in my family, a lot of fucking just animals, dude.
Yeah.
Then like, you know, obviously we have like,
dude, how tall is Pat? Like 6'9"?
No, he's 6'5", 6'6".
No, he can't be 6'6".
He's 6'6". He's 6'6".
Really?
Yeah.
Oh shit.
Yeah, Pat's 6. So like we had some fucking nasty warriors. Bohemians. Dude. Yeah, we had some monsters. Yeah. And then it just so happens there's like about 11 or 12 of us. And then there's like 12 black dudes that show up. We're all on the same team.
Yeah.
Versus this is just the facts.
Office workers.
Fat lesbians.
Yes.
A couple of office workers, tow truck drivers, which I found out, and I said, okay, no fucking mercy.
Yeah.
And then there was a couple of Latino father-son duos. Yeah. That's brutal. Dude. There's women and children. Dude.
I got there.
Women and children.
I couldn't believe the mismatch.
It was crazy.
The pink team was the exact group you would not want to face. It was cool black dudes and Navy SEALs.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how else to describe
it. I would say, yeah. That would describe our squad pretty accurately, dude.
Versus, yeah, just
like
fats.
Dude, like there was like pink-haired, fat lesbians, children.
Yeah.
You know, obviously there's a couple of Latino fathers. They fought hard. They perished in front of me. I fucking lit them
you
up.
Executed the Latino, the Latinx fathers.
He was with his son. He's with his son, and I was conflicted, and I said, you know, you get the bullets firing at you. You say, all right. Pop.
Happened there? You executed a guy in the first game, I think.
Well, no, that was almost the first game. I was storming shelters, so people. This is how nasty we were playing because you know they were just kind of hide behind shit. I was going and actively like finding where they're at and hitting them point blank. I'd run up and say surrender, and if they didn't say anything back, I would hit them point blank. I was fucking people up, dude.
Yeah.
So I had my boy Del G was laying cover fire. Del G's just, he was shooting 6 inches over my head.
Oh, man.
So anywhere I was standing, there would just be a line of fire coming right over me. So I would run up on people. The first time they blew the whistle, I went like that gunpoint. And the dude went, and the ref was right. He was like, no, it's over. And I was like, bro, you're fucking lucky.
Yeah.
So the next round, I did the same exact thing, obviously. So I stormed around the perimeter. I cut in on someone and I was like, dude, surrender. And he went, and I just went, bam, and shot him in the head. In his mask, obviously.
Yeah.
He fucking shot me back, first of all, which is bullshit.
You would have.
Wiped it right off.
You would have done the same.
True, actually.
Somebody point blank shot you in the face.
Well, it was like 5 feet.
What the fuck, dude?
It was right in front of the ref.
Yeah.
So the ref was like, hey, 10-foot rule. And I was like, I guess I have to offer him surrender then. I went right up to him and was like, surrender. And he was like, went pop, and just fucking nailed him. Dude, the rest of that time, then there was like, so I, you know, that was just one part of it. And first of all, I was wiping paint constantly. I would get hit and just be like.
Yeah.
I'm not paying money to go sit on this. You have to make me surrender. I'm not going to get hit. I'm not going to get winged and go out of battle. It's like, dude, that's just one arm down then. Dude, so I, at one point, I'm sitting there, and I started, like, Ramboing and going off alone a lot. So I see there's, you know.
Yeah, you guys had a whole team of, there was probably about 5 of you that were Ramboing out.
A lot of us were, yeah.
Yeah, it was definitely cheating.
Well, you know, again, there was
everybody was wiping their face.
There was one time
you're like, man, we killed those guys. It's like, yeah, you guys all cheated. Dude, I watched.
You would hit them and they would go, I'm done. You don't go out in paintball unless you get fucking hit hard
enough.
Unless
the ref sees you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I would even argue with the ref. There's a couple times like, where do I have paint? I'd have paint all over me. Yeah. Like, where? And he'd be like, whatever, dude, just fucking go ahead. Dude, at one point, people would start doing a thing where they'd hold their hands out and shoot, and I would just start shooting. You know, you can eventually line up and aim it so you hit them right in their trigger. You hit them right in the hand. Took a Latino dad out that way. Fucking popped him in the hand like 3 times. He surrendered, and I saw his boy, and I was like, I'm going to let you live. And he sent a couple my way. And I said, all right. Boom, 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 boom. Lit his fucking ass up. And I'm 10 feet. I'm 10 foot rule. But dude, I'm like just absolutely being a jerk, dude. Like just, again, the whole operation was go lay cover fire, move to another thing. And these people were just like sitting there like, huh. I would go and just try to get the angle on them. So I would shoot. They would go down. I would just book it, go to another location that you'd see them like pop up and look around, and I'd have a direct line on them from the side. Yeah. Bah, 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 let off like 20 shots, dude. And they were just all going, I'm done. Like, it was full surrender. Dude, it was so.
Dude, when I got there.
But they switched me.
That place, Skirmish, that place is sick.
So
dude.
Fucking sick.
I got there. I was like, holy shit. This is like legit. We'll be right back.